Blog Talk Radio.
The hits just keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad.
All right, I'm about to get in there.
Powerhouse Squad is in the house.
All right, peace.
Where's Tone Robbins?
Live and direct, man.
Cupia Forest.
Video. I am Hillsville.
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject. The newest member to the Powerhouse Squad.
Sophia Alexandria.
Yeah. We are live in effect. The Powerhouse Squad is here right now for you. Just keeping it going. All right. Powerhouse Squad. Sound off. Brother Tone, are you in
What's
the house?
Going on? What's going on? Good day to you.
All right. Okay. All right. Seems the whole squad is here. Sister Sophia, are you in the house?
Hey. How's it going?
And our dear beloved brother Kofi, are you in the house?
Hey, peace, everybody.
All right, shalom, brothers. All right, peace and family, everybody just up here, we're doing it. So here's what's going on for the next 2 weeks. Brother Alpha is going to be in the back room, leaning on the back wall. So Brother Tone is taking the point for the day. So but before we get into the subject, a matter of the day, we just wanted to basically say shout out to everybody out there and give a homegrown welcome and love to our Asian communities that might be going through some suffering out there. We heard about the mass shooting that has been going on, but we also want to get to let you know that we love you and we support you on behalf of all the Powerhouse Squad. We do not condone any violence, the unnecessary violence, when violence is really unnecessary in any format. But sometimes we have to use it for our own to be aware of what the true problem is going on. So on our behalf of the Powerhouse Squad, we would like to say we love you, we appreciate you, and we support you. You know, beyond that, your stimulus check has just came in, and congratulations, which tunes into our subject today. And let's get back into it. All right, Brother Tone, yeah. You got the ball.
What's going on? Yeah, man. Again, a moment of silence for those who have lost their lives and loved ones, and also just impacted by the tragedy as a whole, as Brother Alpha was speaking on. Getting into some hot topics. That's one of the hot topics of the day with the breaking news. Breaking news, man. 21 states sue Joe Biden for overstepping his authority. They still at it, man. They will not let the next incoming president work in peace. It's always some type of burden at the mercy of the MAGAs and Donald Trump. Still won't walk away in peace. Interesting. Other breaking news we're looking at out there. Of course, stimulus checks are starting to roll out now. That's huge, with the $1.9 trillion plan being approved late last week. And that meant a lot of good things for the American citizens, as so they say in the package. Obviously, the number one focus for most Americans, albeit, is either receiving a stimulus check and or extending their unemployment benefits, as there's still a lot of people out there impacted by the pandemic and they're still unemployed, which they're going to extend that until September of 2021 with an additional $300 to the unemployment benefits. Above and beyond that, man, fuel's going up. Everything is all about money in America right now. And we are seeing the tragic effects of the pipeline being shut down. You know, over 835 barrels of crude, you know, crude oil daily, pretty much just was cut off from the Canadian pipelines, Steel City, Nebraska, where they connect in with the U.S., which would essentially help us at the pump. But Biden canceled it. he said it was a longstanding situation where that needed to cease. Hey, we don't run government. We just pick them, and we pick some crazy ones. What do y'all think, man? How y'all feeling out there right now? Let me get a pulse check from Sister Sophia. How you doing out there, sister? Sister Sophia, you still with us?
Yes,
Brother
I'm doing good. Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. I'm doing good.
Brother
doing good.
Indeed, indeed. I'm going to let everybody get a word in this weekend. So, you know, stick with me, roll with me. We running right now. But I want to talk to the sister because, you know, they say women are supposed to be pretty much ones that's supposed to quarterback what's going on in the household. So I just want to start with you, Sister Sophie. I want to present this question as such. You know, everybody was not technically laid off. Some people run their own businesses. Some people went to a remote status. So, you know, I've employed this in my podcast to say people that are receiving stimulus packages or checks, quote unquote, everybody's not broke. So, being that I know that Sister Sophie is not a broke sister, I know she got her ducks and affairs in order. What are you doing with this extra money that's rolling in from this government these days, if you don't mind?
Well, I think right now, given just the previous year, it's just best to save it, like not do anything with it except for, you know, use it as emergencies because when this pandemic that we're in right now happened, we didn't expect it to go this long. So, you know, how people were saying, oh, 6 months, you should have 6 months saved, you know, for your living expenses or 3 months or whatever it was, 8 months. And that's really not even good enough now because we are living the situation. So I think this is a great opportunity for people to actually just keep it as an emergency and not do anything with it because you never know what happens, what could happen, how long it's going to last, and you want to have some sort of security just in case.
Got you. Brother Kofi, I know you're pretty much a financially savvy man. We've heard you in the past on the show. What are you doing with the extra finances that's rolling in from the government, you know, if you are a recipient? Or just some ideas for people that may ask, you know, that have not been impacted totally where they've been laid off. So this is just extra income that's coming into them. Any ideas, sir?
Well, for me, it's, you know, it's a little different as we talked about before because I come from a different perspective. You know, I don't really worry too much about, I mean, I've got money saved, I guess you could say, but we've got land, we've got properties and different things like that, and we're trying to obviously work towards a different end game because we're trying to build stuff that's going to be specifically for a group of people that are like-minded living together. So my mindset is always a little different, but if I were to try and talk to people who are saying, well, I've got some stuff, you know, for me, yeah, have some for a rainy day, but also never forget to invest, you know, never forget to look at different things as far as stocks or cryptocurrency or whatever that's there. You know, scared money don't make money, and sometimes we save up money, but and fine if you save it up. What happens if you don't have that emergency for the next year or 2 years? I would say save some, of course, you know, but you always want to have something that's making money for you, and there's different platforms to do that on, but for us, you know, I don't even worry about, like, as far as receiving the stimulus check and all that. I don't even know if it's came, I guess, that we have online or whatever, but we kind of off the grid a little bit. So, you know, I don't even know if we got it, don't really care about it, not going to spend it, don't need it. I try to be as independent as government funds. Even when people try to do the 501c3 and stuff, there are certain things that messes up for us and what we're trying to do. So, you know, I really am a little different, as you guys have heard in the past. But, you know, if you've got the finances, of course, also remember before you start spending it and things like that, remember how much of it is probably going to have to go back to the government at some point as well. You know, so, you know, I got babies, and one of the things that I paid attention to, I really don't know all the ins and outs because, like I said, I don't plan on spending it at all. But, you know, one of the things that caught my attention was, you know, the $200 per child and this, that, whatever. That's one of the things that caught my attention was, you know, them saying that and making a rule as far as that and just realizing, okay, you're going to have to pay that back too, you know. So when you get this money, even if you want to save it, you can save it so you can basically give it back. Or if you want to invest it a little bit too, invest it with the mindset of whatever I'm investing in, I need to make at least that $200 back. Even if I'm getting $200 monthly or whatever, I need to start thinking how much goes back to the government. Because just like what was going to happen, you know, last time with the stimulus, with the GOP or whatever, always remember that that's not yours. You know, there ain't no such thing as free money. Never has been, never will be. So, but, you know, once again, I think if we get back to that mindset that we talked about a long time ago, Brother John, I forget, we talked about that maybe your first or second time on the show last year. But as we talked about a long time ago, that money really in and of itself, currency, is just something that's an agreed upon thing. Money in and of itself is really not real in the first place. And when we comprehend that, you know, and we start realizing we can make money whatever we want it to be and turn it into stuff that is real, like this land, this gold, you know, all stuff like that, then that's where we go. So that's where my mind goes. But like I said, I don't really think in the terms, I guess, as everybody else is. And I've been blessed where we're not really, you know, living in those same terms as far as having to depend on, you know, that W-2, W-4, 1099 type thing. We're more so doing our own thing. So, yeah, I mean, if that's the goal, I would say start maybe thinking like that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's all kind of alternatives. The most important thing is, you know, just people, once you start to think, continue to think. And I say this to a lot of consumers out there, retail spenders out there, which the majority of us are. At the end of the day, we have to look at it like this. You know, I'm looking beyond $1,400. I'm not looking at that like, you know, that's some hellacious amount of money that's going to, you know, get you over the hump. But for some, you know, you're taking the 14, the 6, and the 12 all together when it don't came in. Now, you got your two income tax for some people because they just haven't been going anywhere. They've been isolated, haven't traveled. I would just say to people, man, be cautious of just letting that money sit in the bank at this stage because the interest rates are not, I mean, they're so meager. They're not gonna be meaningful just sitting in the savings account. I mean, most savings accounts are at 0.25. And let me just preface this as I'm saying this. I'm not offering financial advice. We were just giving our opinions and how you could possibly do more, you know, as Brother Kofi say, with less or do more with this stuff that they have put out there for the people right now. But ultimately, like I said, 0.25% interest, you know, look at it like this, on $25,000 is going to amount you a whopping $72. $72 of interest on $25,000 over a 12-month period. That's insane. You know, you won't even yield $100 back off of having that type of money just sitting there. So, as Brother Kofi said, you know, got to take risk. And crypto is seeming to be the instrument of the future. So read up on it. You know, look at some of these wonderful people that's putting out information constantly every day, but keep in mind, don't take their word as gold either. You know, always go back and research what they're saying in regards to the expectation of the growth of Bitcoin, the growth of Ethereum, the growth of other cryptocurrencies out there. ADA Cardona is tending to be a popular one. And also they're trading now the US dollar. Is already trading right now out there on Coinbase as well, too, as a future speculative digital currency. So, you know, treat those things, you know, very diligently now and make a conscious effort to read up on them and be in the know. And as I always say to my people, man, don't be last to show up at the table. and then putting your hand up being lost in this race, because the information is out there before us. And it's up for us to take advantage with all this time that we have on our hand to educate ourselves accordingly in regards to the direction of where the fiat money and money is just headed in the upcoming years in general. I mean, we got a lot of talk about electronic vehicles, digital currency. So, you know, it's signs of the times. Don't get left in the parking lot and trying to play catch up at the last minute when you could have taken something, you know, for example, and put $1,000 to the side and it turns into three, maybe six, maybe $9,000 for you with that digital currency going forward in the future with the appreciation of the violation of the fund. So that's just our suggestion as we're kicking our day off here. With currency, Brother Afram, any thoughts before I take a little break here?
Yeah, what I could say to most people, hold on a second, let me take this mask off. What I can say to most people is that when it comes to dealing with financing, there's two main avenues you can do. Always keep, first and most importantly, is keep a record of all your expenses. A lot of us, and I'm specifically talking to those in the early 30s or 20s age group. I don't care if you're dealing with the euro. I don't care if you're dealing with the British pound or the yen or anything. Keep a record of your finances, because a lot of times these days, we are getting overpriced or basically overstimulated, I would try to use, to spend more than we actually have coming in. Yes, the stimulus can allow you to give you a small cushion, but you need to primarily keep your finances in order, know what you have on an average price. If you have a power bill, investigate how the power company is charging you. Is it a joule, a unit? Know how much. So you know, okay, I got the shelf light on that I keep to make my room look nice. Mostly you can just turn it off. Just, you're not in there, turn it off. But you want to know what is the base price you're being charged per month on your power bill or any utilities in your house. What you want to do is, secondly, I will advise people to, before we go into break or anything, is if you can't afford it, find yourself a financial accountant, not a tax accountant. It's a different accountant. A financial accountant will basically take all your bills, your stuff that you have paid out, and the money that's come in, and we'll do a statistical analysis on all finances that come in and out of either your business, your personal, or everything. Because sometimes you might be spending more than you actually have. And yes, there might be some breaks. You might get some mysterious check come in the mail or something. Hey, you don't know. They're relatively nothing like that. But I'm just saying, be mindful of what you spend. That's my best advice to everybody. All right? All right. All right. Let's get the commercial. Yeah. All right. We're going to hit the damn. Let's do it.
Let me add to that, Brother Afro, before the commercial.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, brother.
Stop. No, but as Brother Afro was saying, definitely, you know, focus on your budgeting and your savings with your expense, your cash flow expense. That's key thing that a lot of people do not pay attention to is the cash flow in and out of their debit checking accounts for the most part. And that's where a lot of these banks come back around, and they make a lot of money with transaction fees for overages and things of that nature. So, yeah, I mean, it's critical now to become, you know, financially literate and making sure that you understand the ins and outs of your cash flow. You look at your month-over-month spending and just trying to find ways to tweak your finances limit a lot of the excessive spending that people tend to find themselves doing, especially in a point now where with the funds of the stimulus, if it's given to you and it's putting you in position to be ahead, and I'm leery to even, you know, dance on this subject, but, you know, a lot of people think about starting businesses with this money. Just make sure you do your research before you jump into being a business owner, because, I find over time that a lot of people get into small businesses and they get in way in over their head because they're looking at the position from being able to be a taskmaster and thinking that they can take, managing their task of where they can make money and which is cool. But often, you know, a lot of financial books that I read recently, they pretty much all scream the same thing. A lot of people start businesses without a business plan. When the cash starts coming in, they get caught up into the notion of making the money but not knowing how to push the business forward over time and ultimately wind up getting, you know, eaten up with taxes, taxation, paperwork of not filing things accordingly. For the most part, that takes most businesses out in the first 5 years of starting a small business. So it is great to take it there and get into that. But just keep in mind, make sure you do your research on that, get your business plans in order and think accordingly, knowing how to pay yourself and then also getting out of the mind frame of being the employee and making sure you can hire once you actually do start a small business, because that is the Achilles of most people venturing out into that particular avenue. But also, to Brother Kofi's point, as far as us, there's no free money. And I was mentioning that the prices are going up at the pump. And Brother Alfred, you touched on it as well, as far as conserving with energy. That's the key place that they are going to try to juice you and get this money back that they are putting into your hands. So we're already seeing that the pumps, when I say the pumps, the gas stations, man, we've seen a rise in regular fuel charges now from, I want to say, the beginning of fall, winter of last year. We've seen the gas go up over 70 cents per gallon already at the pump. So if you think that's not going to impact you, and as they are lifting all of these bans within the states, they've already projected on a national average that March is going to be one of the most expensive months for fuel consumption in the United States of America. So keep an eye on that thing. I know a lot of people are going to be looking at traveling in a different fashion in the event of, once the summer comes around, everybody's not going to be willing to step back on a plane immediately. So they're going to be looking to eat you up at the service pumps as you're renting cars or utilizing your personal vehicle. That's where we're going to see a lot of increases at the pumps, as well as your energy bills. So absolutely be conservative with that. And on that note, we are going to move into our first commercial break, pay the bills. As we wait.
In a long time, due to child support issues or because of child custody issues, do you find yourself looking at old pictures of your children and wondering how they are doing? Say to yourself, maybe I should have worked harder to make it work with their mother. Do you find yourself saying, I know the relationship wasn't a great fit for me, but we have a child together. Maybe I should have worked harder to make it work for the children. Are you stuck in a bad marriage and maybe want out? Or you just want to work it out but can't find a safe place to go where your feelings or your voice will be heard? Have the answer for you. Here at the National Saving Fatherhood Foundation, we're working hard to find and give you the answers you may need to help you get to your next step in life. Find ways to keep your peace of mind and family together. We have a wide array of programs and resources to help you, whether it VR child support payment programs to help you get back on your feet, or our fatherhood group support classes to help you become the best father you can be, or 24/7 fatherhood hotline for when you're feeling down or not safe in your relationship or lifestyle. Even our Lost and Found program to help find your children and remake that lost connection. The National Saving Fatherhood Foundation is here for you to help you keep that bond strong once again. So call us today at 1-800-903-2096, extension 1, and ask to speak to a caseworker today. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-903-2096. Let us help you keep that family bond strong.
Yes, yes. National Fatherhood Hotline. Please, 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 if you have any questions or concerns, utilize the hotline.
Yes. All right, everybody, we know how we do this. We know how we go, and we appreciate everybody coming. I'm getting a text for everybody about the show, so I'm hearing everything third party. I have a question from... Hold on a second. Let me get this name right. But Brother Tone,
yes, sir.
Her name is Natalie 1607.
Okay.
She wants to know if there is a way I can take my state taxes and put it somewhere. Where is the best place to put it? Far as to keep my money longer.
Well, all right. And as I prefaced before, I'm not here to offer specific financial advice. I always say do your research. But here's the thing, though. I don't know what sums we're speaking of, but I mean anything over $1,000, you're having. I would be suggested to say this, you know, if you're taking an interest into cryptocurrency. It's not challenging anymore to necessarily find the information, but there's a app called Coinbase that you can utilize. Now, the key thing with Coinbase is the research information that you want to look up each one of these cryptocurrencies. Everybody is, you know, automatically going to go for Bitcoin because it has such a high validity and it's a very fast-paced coin. But what you can do on Coinbase, which is the interesting part, is you can do the research. So again, that's coinbase.com. We no affiliation. You know, no one is paying us to promote this information. But what you can do is once you go into Coinbase, and any particular coin that's in question, there's a thing or a reference sheet called white paper. White paper is the most important thing of any cryptocurrency. It gives you the information about the cryptocurrency, why do they create it, what is it being utilized for in the anticipated future. So you can do a lot more specific research by looking at the white paper of any digital currency that you are going to consider putting your funds into. Now, as far as any small cap situations, this basically just saying you want to operate like your own. You want to operate like your own 401k. More specifically, a lot of people utilize they buy into ETFs, which ETFs just basically holds a combination of multiple stocks. Instead of you putting all your money into one particular stock in general, but you can look up ETFs. You can place your funds there, and you can look at growing your assets in a moderate way. If you're looking at something where you're going to at least let the funds stay in that instrument for 5 years, ETFs probably is a little more safer way to go if you want to get into the stock market without getting into the stock market, but it pretty much gives you that same growth propensity that your 401k is going to kind of model like a 401k type situation in regards to your long-term returns. Now, the last thing that I want to say to people out there that are listening, again, thank you for the question. The other things that you can definitely look at long-term, if you got enough assets, you know, as Brother Kufi has said, there is nothing wrong with real property. You know, if you have that opportunity and that ability to do a couple things, you can get savvy with the real estate business these days, albeit you can buy land directly. That's never a bad idea. Other options that you can do, if you can actually turn and spawn and rent another property, and a lot of people are doing this right now. They're getting into the Airbnb business. So you have to check the taxation situation within your state and also check the rules and regulations for your states in regards to managing Airbnb. But that is definitely a great way to utilize that additional capital that you may have coming back from your state tax.
Any
other questions, Brother Alfred?
Yeah, I got a question for Sister Sophia. I got it from Sister Alexandria Nutches 89. She wants to know, she says she watched a couple of your programs and she loves you that joined the Powerhouse Squad, but she wants to know, what is the best makeup for sisters to be purchasing that can also turn into an investment for women?
Okay.
The best makeup to purchase, and then that can turn into an investment.
Yeah, I guess she's trying to say she wants to buy something, but if it's something that's really good, she wants to maybe invest into the company itself.
So the makeup, I think I try to use one of my favorite brands actually is NARS for makeup, and I like Dior as well. And then Dior has a reputation that the things that they use are, you know, supposed to be good for skin and all of that stuff. So it's not made with a lot of, synthetic things are things that damage your skin versus other products. So NARS and Dior, I think they are, you know, very, very good brands and, you know, on the probably higher side versus, you know, going to CVS and, you know, buying CoverGirl or something like that. But those two are my favorite, and it's up to you if you choose to, I guess, invest in those brands or brands. I would say, just like Brother Tony says, do your research, because there are other companies. There's another brand that her ingredients, and she's an African-American, and her products are really good as well. And her her things are made out of natural ingredients. So what I'm going to do is find her name, because she is on Instagram. And she does a lot of celebrities makeup. And what she talks about is, you know, we wear all of this, you know, the skincare stuff and the lipstick and stuff. And, you know, lipstick ends up going in our mouth and it's not good for us. But what her products do is the lipstick, the glosses that she makes, we're able to talk and it go into our mouths where it doesn't bother us. It's all natural stuff. So I need to find her information, and maybe I'll post it, have it posted, or see if Brother African posted for us so that you can look into it. But really good stuff. So I think do your research and find out what works for you. And then for me, being an African American, certain brands don't make, you know, makeup that's catered to me. So of those brands that are out there, NARS, Makeup Forever, and Dior are good for me.
Okay. All right. Don't forget, everybody, that you can listen to Sister Sophia and Brother Tone. Just click on the links on their bios inside on NSF Radio Stations.com. Okay, everybody, you can just log on to the bio, go into the Powerhouse Squad, and you can see everybody's bio, and you can get the personal links to see what else they've been doing. Brother Tone got another financial question from you.
Let's do it.
All right. Brother Marcus Alexander. Brother Marcus Alexander asks, what are the steps that I can take with somebody who has been going through divorce and want to try to put away money, but with child support on me, it's not that easy. Is there any steps that I can take to change my financial condition?
No doubt, man. Listen, putting away a little bit, a little bit at a time, it may not seem as much, but I'm going to offer the best advice to you, man. Listen, go and check out Warren Buffett's situation, the way how you can actually double your money. And it's pretty much it's compound saving where, you may be able to take this, just to explain it for you. In short, is say, you start off with $20 a month as your goal, or weekly goal of savings. You get that $20 a week. You put that $20 a week away with discipline. And, after a six-month period, you want to increase that $20 to maybe $50 to $100. And understanding and respectfully, you're saying, it's challenging for you to save, so I'm not going to throw these, outstanding numbers up here. As you say, you're trying to get to a point of saving, considering the child support that you're responsible for as well. So, you set your goals small, you go from 20 to 50, and once you're able to master that successfully with where you are able to literally sit down and create a budget for yourself, as I said a little while back, and with that budget, you can look at a month-over-month situation to see where you may be spending money wastefully or where you can tighten up by, hey, maybe making your lunch instead of buying lunch on a day-to-day basis. And, that little savings may turn into, $35 a week. Who knows? As opposed to spending out for lunch on a daily basis, and you take that same $35 and you put it in the savings, and, you're looking at 2 weeks, you're already up $70. So just small incremental spending patterns along with just self-checking yourself is the way to go at it. But it doesn't hurt to learn from somebody who – is rather notable for being able to be successful in industry as a whole. But Warren Buffett, you can just literally go YouTube Warren Buffett, double your money. It is there. It's public information for you if you want to sit down and look at ways of creative ways of how to change your financial fortunes and also become more financially literate. Within market and industry where, it may turn you on to other things.
Okay. I got another question from Duran 2330 for Sister Sophia. He wants to know, he's dealing with a financial and a relationship issue, but he wants to know, in your opinion, what should be handled first? Should I deal with more the relationship issue or the financial issue first? What is a priority?
I believe this has to be asked specifically on, what is your financial situation? What's going on with that? Because, like, for me and my experience with my second divorce, I had just pretty much had a baby. Just got back into the workforce, like after one, probably a year or 10 months or so. And I was only working part-time. So I think for situations like that, when your partner is leaving, and walking out the door, you need to work on finances. You need to figure that out because how are you going to survive? So that was my situation then. And I focused on how was I going to provide for my two girls. So I think it depends on how comfortable you are right now in your finances. Is it something where you need to, you have to figure it out, then of course you need to go that way. But if you're comfortable and you're okay, you still got to deal with you. You still have to take that time to address what's going on in your life, because having, being healthy in a healthy mindset that also
affects your decision making. You know, if you're not coming from a healthy mindset, it all, you know, kind of plays out in the choices that you make in your life. So I think both are very important, but it just depends on where you are financially. And also for the person that asked about the makeup, the African-American lady that has a cosmetic business, her makeup line is Nakia Cosmetics. It's really good. You should check it out.
Okay. We got it on another one. We got Tokyo City 19. Want to say, I love your show. I am a big fan of the squad. I listen to it when I can. I'm in Casablanca. I'm in Casablanca. And I am trying to understand the American money system. How can I research that? It's broken English, you gotta give me. How can I research the American system of financing or trying to say, it's broken up. I think he's saying that he wants to know how do you understand the American system of finance versus the European finance? I guess it's a question.
I could kind of surmise what they're asking, but I mean, it's really the monetary system is the same no matter where you go. At the end of the day, you have to utilize some sort of paper funds. The way things are set up right now, you have to use some type of paper funds. In Europe, some of their standard is some of their standards are on the euro still. I know the UK got out of the Britics, so you know they're back focused on their P's, as they say in slang, you know, the British pound, that is. So they're utilizing the British pound over there and in certain markets. So, I mean, it's everything's at your disposal, man. I mean, you could be smart with a smartphone at the end of the day. So long story short, if you got any questions in regards to about currency exchange, which that's a whole nother industry in itself as people starting to trade in, which is Forex. So that's the international exchange rate of all currencies. So basically all you're doing is putting your dollar against any dollar that you're trading against to make that determination from a Forex perspective. But again, I mean, there is nothing that you cannot find on the internet. I'll give you two cheat codes aside from YouTube University. That's one. You can use Udemy is UDEMY.com. Again, we're not paid to sponsors of any of these companies. I'm just telling you where you can go and uncover more information in regards to finance, other small financial courses that are offered on UDEMY. Udemy, I definitely seen a taxation course on there. I've seen a real estate course on there. So anything that you questions you have about money or finance and whole, you can find it all available on the internet. And 99% of the time, anybody's offering a webinar, and I'm not hating on them, you know, what they're charging you for the webinar, you probably can find information if you are specific with keywords digitally on the internet. And the reason why I should say that is because a lot of people feel like if they're paying for it, they're getting the best information. Unfortunately, I have paid for courses for these webinars from time to time for certain things that I was interested in. And I'll be honest, man, I didn't get squat out of it. And I don't know if it was the delivery or just the information was lacking as a whole, but I've gone back and gotten information, you know, by self-educating through those other platforms and was able to find some other things out there. And I know there's one other format if you are looking for self-education. It's called Coursera, So look up Corsica, Corsica. You can look up the app itself. There's an unlimited amount of resources and information that was put out through Corsica because of the pandemic, when institutions like Harvard, institutions like Princeton, Johns Hopkins University was offering free courses on Corsica. When we got really deep into the pandemic over the summer of last year. So see if there's anything still available on there for you. Any other questions for me, Brother Alfred?
Yes, we do. Sorry, just I had one come in. I had to switch over real quick.
No, you're good.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, well, this one is not really a financial question, but a sister called, I think her, it's an Emily. One, she says, you're one good-looking brother. she says she wanted to say she's a fan of the show. And she says she appreciates everything you're doing. And she just wanted to say thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you again. Appreciate it. Adoration. Don't be hating over that, boo. Don't be hating.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, you know, we're getting them in here. We got everybody. People are texting our, basically through the website right now. So they're giving us a little bit of this and that. Hold on a minute. I got one more. I guess it's a general one. I wanted to know, what do you invest in? What is everybody investing in? And they want to know from everybody's point of view. And I guess I can start for myself. I mean, personally, I am working to start putting more money into mutual funds, basically at a slow rate. Mutual funds, nothing fast pace moving, because I'd rather go long term than short term. You know, short term can plummet real fast. Long term can be hurt as well. And I personally think that's the best way for me. But I also believe first investment that you should do is invest into yourself and your current state. Make sure your personal finances, like I said, to reiterate what I said earlier, make sure your personal finances in line before you invest. And then you have to make sure you have money to invest. Yes, you can sacrifice, but you got to make sure you have enough cushion so I can take that $300 and put it into this mutual fund, or if I have an extra $1,000. You know, because you got to make sure you prepare for the unexpected. A lot of us weren't raised like that, and we weren't really prepared like that. So we really don't know how to get those funds, right? So Bia, I think we should start with you next. What do you think?
So I think one of a very good thing to always invest in is some type of retirement plan, such as 401ks and all of that. And me personally, I invest in companies such as multi-residential companies. So that's where a lot of my money, and then also just a variety of stock purchases. And I actually use Fidelity for mine. But 401ks and my personal choice is residential companies that like rent apartments, and you know they're at the top of their game and all of that. So I invest in companies like that.
No doubt.
Okay,
that's what's up.
All right, Brother Tone.
Coffee. Okay.
Yeah, well, Brother Kofi had to leave.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, listen, I can take you around the board in regards to investments. if you're looking for specifics, I mean, I don't mind sharing. Here's a couple things that you want to do your research on. I'm going to give you a ticker right now, I'm going to count to five silently here, give you some time to grab something to write with.
All right.
All right, so listen. All right, key stocks right now. Prospect Capital. And the ticker is going to be P like Peter, S like Sam, E like Echo, C like Charlie. And if you don't catch it, hey, we love for you to listen to the show again, so just play it back if you didn't catch it the first time. But again, that's Prospect Capital, $7.78, man. What you can do with that is the reason why I'm going to tell you why I invest in that. They give dividends. At the end of the day, they do provide dividends. It's trading at $7 a share, $7.78. As you can see, that's not a significant amount, a lot of money. I mean, that's less than $10 a share. So, you know, over time, again, if you budget yourself accordingly, like I said, if you put it in your head that's where you want your $35 of savings to go in per week, you can go buy 5 shares every week. And you could just pretty much lock in over there with a safe company. They're not going to go out of business. What they are in general is they're like a little small ETF company. They do business development focused on investing for private businesses. Been open since 2004. Again, do your research on them. They are a dividend-driven based company. I'm holding right now. I'm all bought into the hype of the Reddit / GME, which is GameStop, / AMC, which is the movie theater company. I mean, I'm all in. I got a big chunk of AMC right now I'm holding. They're speculating that stock is going to go crazy. The 26th mm-hmm. is the big date that all of the shares, excuse me, the movie theater is supposed to come back nationally. So lo and behold, I've been out in Texas, and I'm going to keep it trill with you. Let me speak how they speak out there. I'm keeping it trill. They out there, they doing their thing in Texas. They turned up, and they already back in the movie theaters each and every day. So, again, I understand the sensitivity of COVID, so just make sure you cover yourself up accordingly, man. Govern yourself accordingly. But I got a little free stock when I got on Robinhood, AGN. Never really paid attention to it, but it's free. It's still rolling. VXRT is still rolling. I got a lot of money tied up in ETC. ETC is cryptocurrency, which is basically Ethereum Classic. It's trading at $13.98 right now. $13.98. I got a significant amount of shares in that. Basically, what Ethereum Classic is it is the baby stock of the big dog of Ethereum. Ethereum, the bigger stock itself, is trading at, let me be real quick here, it's trading at $1,819 a share. So again, I got the baby stock that's trading at right at about 14. So it's tailing that. But the key thing about Ethereum Classic is they're forecasting midsummer, it could be valued at about $21 per coin. I have to keep these in mind. These are coins, not shares. So what that means for me is if I have it at 14 right now and it appreciates a whole nother $7, so that's 7 times the total number of coins that I have in my collection, which essentially is where I would see my profit at. And it would be very significant, to say the least, with what I'm holding right now. Bitcoin, I got a little bit of that. I got maybe a fourth of a Bitcoin right now, so... long story short, I put $8,000 in there and it turned into $16,000. It's just fluctuating right now. I'm running at basically about 1/4 of a total share of a whole Bitcoin itself, which is currently at about $59,000-$60,000. And moral of the story is this with Bitcoin. I had it for $8,000 when it was literally true value $8,000. This was May of last year. No joke. And I just didn't feel that it was doing anything, and I sold that shit. And I'm looking back in hindsight right now, what I would have made in profit is $52,000 from May of last year to now. it was a missed opportunity by me. And, I mean, I'm not crying over spilled milk. You know, at the end of the day, thank God, I'm fortunate enough to not, you know, mentally lose my mind because of that miss. But, like I said, now I have it at a fourth of the value at the end of the day, which what that simply means to me is every $100,000 is $25,000 of me. They're saying Bitcoin can get possibly in the next few years could go all the way up to $300,000 a coin. So, hey, I'll be at 100K when it hits 400. So that's all right. So, yeah,
well,
so, you know, things like that is something that you guys, again, y'all want to research into that. I'm not telling people to overplay your hand, overplay your assets, but it could come overnight for you in the market, but guess what? It could be lost as quick as the game. So you guys definitely want to do your research. Don't bank everything off of what I'm saying, and thanks,
yeah,
Brother Alpha.
All right, everybody, just want to say thank you for everybody coming on. This is the Powerhouse Squad. It is about 2 minutes left in the show, but everybody, stay tuned, please, and keep going. Don't forget, next week we got another hot one for you from the Powerhouse Squad. All right, hey, Brother Tone, what we talking about next week?
We gonna roll up into this one, man. The key thing is this. Going beyond being a product of your environment. How to excel beyond being a product of your environment. That's the key thing. I want people to think about that because when you think about when you're growing up and you think about some of the opportunities that were available at the time for people growing up in the 70s, growing up in the 80s, for the most part, for me, my youthful years was in the 80s to the early 90s. And, you know, we had ceilings, man, because of what we knew at the time. You know, like guys was trying to get to being work for a city worker, being a garbage man, you know, things of that nature. Sanitation engineer, as they professionally call it now. And I'm not saying things are wrong. Those type of things are bad. But we live in a time now, you know, like Brother Kofi was saying, he lives off the grid. I mean, a lot of us really have to get to that point of self-sufficiency now. And it's key to actually start to raise our kids to be more self-reliant and less held up and focusing on acquiring a job as a whole, to say the least, because the job market is shrinking. You know, every year through automation, through people being able to create opportunities to work from home. So a lot of things that you would go out for in the past, like let's just say call center work, customer service jobs, a lot of those jobs are done in the comfort of people home now. You know, they're not even going to the office for the most part. So you want to learn how to get into those private contracting, how to 1099 yourselves and being able to save, but also turn your bedroom into pretty much a tax write-off at the end of the day. Like, if you are not chasing going and becoming a corporation yourself as an entity, I'm going to have to say this. I'm really have to say this, man. You're going to find it very hard living in America in the next upcoming 20 years because the game ain't for regular people no more at the end of the day. It's really hard to say that people are going to be able to work their way up the ladder. Like that thing, that American dream that once was is becoming very slim these days.
All right. My name is Brother Alfred. This is Brother Tony, Brother Sister Sophie, Brother Kofi. We'll be back next week. Yes, and listen, until then, we are the Powerhouse Squad. Signing off.
You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad.
The Powerhouse Squad. The Wisdom has left the house. Tone Robbins.
Live and direct.
Kofi Afuare.
Video. I am your host, Kofi Afuare.
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject.
The newest member to the Powerhouse Squad,
Sophia Alexandria.
The Power Squad has gone home. See you, folks.